Halacha Gimel of Pidyon Bechor, paragraph Aleph, Al pi ha-maimar ki seitzei la-melchama. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 82 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Belikutei Tanina, Besimen Pei Beis, Ayin Shom Kol ha-maimar. Look over that entire chapter as a good foundation for this halacha. Vahaklal. Basically, what Rabbein Nazal says there is, Ki yesh bechinas keseder ubechinas shaloi keseder. There are two methods of operation, in a sense. There's when things are going in the proper order, that's called keseder, and there's when things are upside down, when things are going in reverse order, which is called shaloi keseder. Shehem bechinas aleph beis. When things are going in the proper order, it's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, versus Tashrak, which is the reverse, starting from the end and going back. We know that this physical world out that we're in, Hashem is called Keseder, and the world is Shaloi Keseder. Hashem created the world in Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, which is Tuf, Shin, Reish, Yud, the Yud is the same as Kuf, because Kuf is 100, Kuf is 100, Yud is 10. The only difference is a zero. So this world, which was created in the month of Tishrei, this whole world is a concept of Shaloi Keseder. Rabbein Nazal goes on to say over there, Adam and Chava. Adam is Keseder, man is Keseder. The word Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, is in the proper order of the Aleph Beis. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Dalet is the fourth letter, and Mem is the 14th letter. Whereas Chava is Shaloi Keseder. The word Chava, Ches, is 8, Vav is 6, and then He is 5, all out of order. Adam hu bechinas havaya b'miluy alfin b'gematria mo. Rabbein Nazal says over there that the word Adam, man, is also the gematria of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei when we write it with alephs, meaning that when we write the heys with alephs, so that it's Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. The numerical value is 45, which is Adam. The Chava, whereas Chava, hu bechinas malchus peh. Chava represents the malchus, which is associated with the mouth, speech, period. V'tzorich kolechot lirois lekasher bechinas shaloi keseder, bechinas Chava, lebechinas Adam, mo, lebechinas keseder. Rabbein Nazal goes on to say over there that our mission is to attach, to connect Chava, who is Shaloi Keseder, upside down, to connect her to Adam, who is right side up, who is Bechinas Keseder. Va'oz nizbatel Bechinas Shaloi Keseder, and when the two are connected, then the Shaloi Keseder becomes nullified, v'nase ha'koil Keseder. And it becomes one big keseder. Everything goes into order. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Ki ba'asar de'is dechar nukve loyidkar tamon." Where there is the male, the female is not mentioned at all. Meaning, when a woman before she gets married, she's Rivka Goldberg. If her husband is Chaim Goldstein. When they get married, she becomes Rivka Goldstein. Her original name disappears. She becomes nullified. She becomes part of him. When you have the Zohar, the Nekeva is not, when they send out invitations, wedding invitations, bar mitzvah invitations, Mr. and Mrs. What do you mean, Mr.? I have my own name. No, you're married. You took on your husband's name. When the Nekeva is together with the Zohar, the Nekeva becomes Botel. When the Shaloi Keseder gets attached to the Keseder, it becomes all Keseder. Avol mi shemechalek bechinas Chava malchus liatzmoi. So that's when we attach Chava to Adam. And we said Adam had two meanings. Adam means man, and Adam was also Hashem, right? We said that Adam is Mo, which is one of the names of Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says there, but a person who doesn't attach Chava, the Malchus, to Adam, to Hashem, to Mo, but rather he wants to take the Malchus for himself, he wants to be king, he wants kovod, he wants self-glorification. A person who separates the Chava and Malchus for himself, which means that the person has arrogance, and he says, I'm king. So therefore he's taking this Malchus for himself, he's not attaching it to Hashem, to Adam Mo, you know, to that Adam. Lebchinas Keseder, he's not attaching it to Keseder. Azai hoylech loy shaloy Keseder. When a person does that, he will see that his whole life will turn upside down. Topsy turvy. Kihu besoich bechinas shaloy Keseder. Because he is in the category of shaloy Keseder. He took Chava, and he didn't connect it to where he was supposed, he didn't plug her in where she was supposed to be plugged in, to Hashem, who is Keseder, where there all the Shaloi Keseder and Chava becomes nullified, and she also becomes part of Keseder. He decided to take the Chava for himself, apart from Hashem, and he doesn't give all the respect to Hashem, but rather, do this because I said so. I said I want you to do this. I want you to make supper for me. This is my house, my money, everything is my, all of that stuff. So then what happens is, Hashem is out of the equation, and now this man has taken Chava, he has taken Shaloi Keseder. He has embraced Shaloi Keseder. Hainu bechinas malchus, chava, tashrak. Those are all one category of shaloi keseder. Now, when the person sees that their life is upside down, and they decide, hey, this isn't what I thought it was, this didn't work out the way I thought it would. I thought that she would get it. I thought she would know I'm the boss, I'm the king, I'm everything, and she'd do everything. See, it's not working out that way. V'tzorech la'asos tshuva. The person has to do tshuva. U'la'hashpil es atzmoi. To humble himself. V'yiyeh b'chinas mo. And turn himself, Adam, into mo. Mo means nothing. Remember, k'mo shekosev, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'nachnu mo. We are nothing. V'azai mekasher b'chinas malchus la'shem yisborach. L'b'chinas mo. When the person makes himself nothing and she's attached to him, so he has attached her, Chava, to this Mo, which is Hashem also. Vazai nechzar b'chinas Chava l'b'chinas Adam, and by doing that, Chava becomes reattached to Adam l'b'chinas Mo. Adam in this context, which refers to Hashem kaviyocha, which is Mo, Venase Keseder, and the Shaloi Keseder turns into Keseder. We said that Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it's spelled with Alephs, it equals Mo, Adam. The way it works is, the actual letters Yud, He, Vav, He, just those four letters themselves, equal 26, right? Hashem Zim Kevav Kim. The Milui, the filling out, the Vav Dalid of the letter Yud. Remember we said Yud, Vav, Dalid. The Vav Dalid is 10. The Aleph of the He is 11. The Aleph Vav of Vav, Aleph, Vav, 11 and 7 is 18. And then the Aleph of the final Hey gives you 19, which is Chava. So that the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that in Adam, Hashem created man, And then from man, he took Chava, separated, you know, he took a rib and created Chava and then brought them back together. Man is represented by Yud Kei Vav Kei. The basic letter is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The woman is the filling out, that filling out of Yud Kei Vav Kei in Aleph's. That the you know, the Vav Dalet, and the, you know, as we mentioned before, because the word Chava is Begematria 19. 26 and 19 gives you that 45, that Adam. When Chava gets reconnected to Hashem, to Yud Kei Vav Kei, to Adam, to Mor, then it becomes a perfect, then it becomes Keseder, then everything is beautiful. Ubechinas Keseder Nikro Yud. Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likut Imran that when we talk about Keseder, when we talk about things being in the proper order, it's referred to as the letter Yud. Shemalchus Hanikra Dalid Leslami Garma Klum. Because we know, now the Yud, when we say here, this Bechin of Keseder is called Yud, which is Yud Vav Dalid. You see the way that word Yud is spelled, Yud Vav Dalid. The Malchus, which is called, referred to as the letter Dalid, Leslami Garma Klum, has no light of its own. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamshech Lo Chiyus HaChochmo HaNikro Yud, Hashem draws light or life from Chochmo, which is referred to by the letter Yud, V'zeh Yud, and that's the letter Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. The letter Yud, when it's filled out, is Yud Vav Dalet. That first Yud represents Chochmo. The Dalet at the end represents Malchus. The Vav is a pipe. The Vav is like a pipe, which allows the flow of light from Chachma down to Malchus. So in the letter Yud itself, when it's filled out, Yud Vav Dalid, we see this proper flow going from top to bottom. That's the proper Keseder here, going from Chachma down to Malchus. All of this Rabbein Azal elaborates on over there in chapter 82. Vesehu, and Rabbein Azal says also there, this is the pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Ocher vokedem tzartoni, Hashem created me back and front. This is referring to Adam and Chava, who were originally created as Siamese twins, in a sense, back to back from each other. Vatoshe solai kapecho, and Hashem, you spread your hands over me. The Gemara says, Al tikri kapecho elo kofecho. Don't read the word kapecho, your hands, but read it chofecho, your chof. Hashem, you spread your chof over me. Hainu yud gematria chof. The letter yud, when you write it out in full, yud vav dalid, is bigematria 20, which is like the letter chof. Ayin sham, look over there in Likut Imran over there, where Rabbein Azal elaborates on all of this.